So here we are in the east.
In the east.
In the lover quarter.
Yep.
And our lover energy is about connection. At the gut level, we've sort of moved below the diaphragm here. The sovereign and the magician, I think of as being sort of the upper half of our body, and the lover and the warrior are the bottom half. So we've moved down into our gut level connection, a place, it's almost beyond words, the lover quarter. It's about connecting with it, whatever it might be, my feelings or other people, my higher power, whatever, just connecting, oneness.
Yeah. Robert Moore says that we're born into our lover archetype. We're born into this garden,
the garden of Eden. Yeah.
And we're just connected with it. It means sort of the undifferentiated mass of everything around us, where there's all oneness and everything is all together.
Right. It's all me. I am all.
Right. It's also the realm of our bodies. Going into our bodies is a lover thing. And our sexuality and our sensuality.
Right.
Our inner child is there. That little person we've always been is there inside of our bodies.
Mm-hmm. It's in the lover quarter is where our ability to feel our feelings lives, whether that's physical feelings and sensation or my emotions. My ability to feel my emotions lives in the lover quarter.
So what's the purpose of getting in touch with lover energy? It's to get connection. Connection through feeling, because feeling is what will most often bring connection, as you'll see in what we say more about lover here.
Right.
Now, the masculine-feminine equation in lover energy we see as being, on the masculine side, we talk about masculine lover energy, or the masculine way to connect is being like the idea of spirit moving upwards. And it seems like it's the masculine instinct to try to connect with all of life or with whatever's seen as the divine or the big picture by sort of rising up into the grand spirit
rising
of some
above
ideal.
It.
You know, mm-hmm. it's heading for connection by going up in that way.
Whereas the feminine energy side is more about going down. Let's get into it. Let's get down into it. Let's talk about what's going on in our relationship. Or let's descend in some way into whatever is really there underneath.
Right, right. In some ways, I see the masculine energy as trying to make the connection through the big general picture of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the feminine energy is more trying entering into the general through one of the specifics.
Right.
Both of which work. They're a paradox, and you're better off with both than just one.
Right. And once again, we're not talking here about men and women, but the dual nature of the lover archetype that we each have access to, a man and woman.
Right, right. So on the next layer down the pyramid, on this side, the element of the four elements, if magician is air and sovereign is fire, then this lover energy we see to be like water. It's flowing energy.
Right.
It just, you know, it takes whatever shape, the shape of whatever is around it. Our bodies are mostly made out of water.
Mm-hmm. I find when I feel my feelings, particularly my emotions, most intensely, whatever emotion that might be, extreme intense fear, intense joy, intense sadness, intense anger, I cry. My eyes shed water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'll see that there are many links in our language between
right.
the idea of water element and lover energy, or this emotion feeling type of energy. Okay.
The family role, if we move to the next layer in Sharon Wegscheider's system, the family role that we think connects up with the lover quarter is the role of the lost child. That's the kid in the family who is the quiet, deep, intense, often very artistic one. The kid who has a lot, lives in their own imaginary world or is always out in the woods by themselves.
Or up in their room reading a book.
Or drawing or painting. Mm-hmm. It's often a kid who seemingly on the surface is uninvolved in what's happening in the family. But it's often the kid who most intuitively knows exactly what's happening with every single other member of the family.
Right. It'll often be said of that child in the family that still waters run deep.
Right.
That's just what we mean by that child.
Right.
So then there's a gateway into the lover energy. Mm-hmm. And we see the gateway into lover energy as grief. If your fear gets you into magician, your joy gets you into sovereign. We think it's grief that opens the lover to you. And for me, that's it's true that it is most often when I've cried, as I'm crying, or just after I cry, that I really open up to that sense of the garden, of the oneness, of the connection, of the peace. That's usually the most connected time for me. And it's often crying that will connect me with you or with other people. In fact, it's often through our wounds or the sharing of the things that hurt
us. Our vulnerabilities.
That we come together as people.
Right.
More than, say, through our successes and things.
Right. So the shadows. What does, we've just sort of described for you what lover energy looks like when it's healthy and online. So what does it look like when I've got my lover energy in the bag over my shoulder?
Right. And again, that'll look like too much or too little.
Right.
Water energy or
right.
lover energy. On the too little side, we talk about that someone's appearing to be dry or stoic.
Right.
You know, they're just not feeling their feelings.
No water. No water energy. Often someone who's in this place, you'll hear them say things like, well, I know I'm angry or I know I'm really sad, but I can't get at it. I can't get in touch with it.
Yeah, I can't feel it. Maybe someone who hasn't cried for a long time is a good
right.
example of someone who may have trouble connecting with other people, too. I notice a commonality between those two sorts of things.
Right. This is something that we've done, that our culture does a lot to men, I believe, is tells them, mm-hmm. we teach men to put their lover energy in the bag as very young boys. We tell little boys, be a man, by which mm-hmm. we mean don't cry, don't feel your feelings, don't be emotional, be a man.
Suck it up. Suck your
right.
feelings up and do something, you know, come from some other place. That message, be a man, most universally in our culture means put your lover energy in shadow.
Right.
And we'll see that be a lady means something in a different corner.
Right, and that's certainly, that's a gross generalization. I mean, not all men have, by any stretch of the imagination, have their lover energy in shadow, and certainly there are lots of women who have their lover energy in the bag.
Right, so that's maybe too little water energy. Too much water energy we call overflowing or acting out.
Right.
And that's rather than someone who's saying, I can't get at it, that's someone who's saying, it's getting me.
Right.
The dam has broken, the emotions are just overflowing.
Right. So I'm crying hysterically and I can't stop. I'm really sorry, but I can't help it. I just, you know, or another way this
so
happens.
So afraid my body's shaking.
Right. Or my temper. I just get so angry, I explode and I'm just raging and I can't control it. I can't control it. It's controlling me. It's getting me. My emotion is getting me.
Yeah, it's almost as if we've taken that part of ourselves and split it off so far that it's a separate entity.
Right.
Come back to get me.
Right. That's the way I think that lover energy goes in shadow is when I split myself off from my connections, from my feelings, and make them a separate thing so that I'm out of the oneness that I was born into. An extreme example of, I think, of the overflowing or the too much, the being sort of possessed by water energy side are addictions or compulsions. When, I've worked all my life with a smoking addiction, and there have been times in my life where it's, I can't help it. It's just, I get out of control with it. It controls me.
Yep, and that's a lover shadow. Any addiction or compulsion, something that you actually think is doing you rather than you doing it. It's
right.
usually a piece of your own lover that's split off and come back to sort of haunt you. So there's a tool in this quarter too, fortunately, which will bring up lover energy if there's too little and balance it if there's too much.
Right.
And we call that tool a metaphor in the body. Okay, that's not a simple term, but what we mean is if you've ever described having butterflies in your stomach.
Or a knot in your shoulder.
Or a knot in your throat sometimes,
right.
or something, you know, a fist in your stomach or something like that. That's a metaphor. It means an image that you can visualize and visualize somewhere in your body. For people who are having difficulty feeling a feeling, they know they have it and they just can't get at it, oftentimes finding it in the body, finding the metaphor for it, will just bring it right out.
We have some real specific techniques that we use to help people locate metaphors in their body and work with them.
Right. So in a shadow work process, if someone is wanting to feel their anger or their grief or their fear or their joy, and they just feel like, well, I just can't get at it, the techniques in this quarter, the metaphors we use, help a person ask their body rather than their head what might be going on, what the feeling is, and help them bring that feeling right out of their body. So usually then the final stage of a shadow work process will be that we will have the person identify the change they want to make in some dynamic that they have split out for everyone to see. And making that change, the actual accomplishment of that change, of drawing that line or whatever it is what we do in the warrior quarter, which we have in the south. So we'll head on to warrior quarter.